From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, May 31st. Coming up, OSF hospitals in Urbana and Danville have joined others in using a faster-acting drug to break up blood clots in case of stroke. But the nurse in charge of stroke patients' care says that for the drug to work, patients need to seek help at the first sign of stroke symptoms. We'll hear that story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois state lawmakers have passed two measures aimed at increasing religious equity in public institutions. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The Faith by Plate Act would require places such as schools, hospitals, and correctional facilities to offer kosher and halal meals. These are foods prepared in accordance with Jewish and Islamic laws, respectively. It would be a misdemeanor for a vendor to falsely represent their food as kosher or halal. Democratic Senator Ram Vilivalam spearheaded the effort. In a release, he said the legislature is, quote, recognizing the cultural needs of our community. The second proposal, called the Faith Behind Bars Act, would require correctional facilities to allow access to leaders of any faith to offer spiritual support. The facilities would also be required to provide items like reading materials and prayer mats. The bills now head to the governor. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A second teenager is under arrest in connection with the killing of a 16-year-old boy in Urbana. Back in March, police say Montrell Emery died after being shot in the head. He was found inside an apartment unit along Prairie Green Drive. Yesterday, police announced a 14-year-old was arrested in connection with the killing. The suspect was transferred to the Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center. Another 14-year-old was arrested in late March. He faces a charge of first-degree murder. The cause of Emery's killing has not been made public. A recent report details the ways the Catholic Church in Illinois underreported sexual abuse. Eileen Mathey is a licensed clinical social worker and soon to be a priest for an alternative church in Urbana, called the Beloved Inclusive Catholic Community. She's also a victim.
I do believe there's more truth to be told because many of the cases where children have been harmed have simply slipped through the cracks.
At least one priest on the list of 451 abusers came from her local church, St. Patrick's in Urbana. But Mathey says her own abuser escaped the report. Urbana falls under the Peoria Diocese, which released a statement saying they have improved safeguards over the past 20 years and no priest with substantiated allegations is still in his role. The Champaign neighborhood of Garden Hills is hosting six events over the summer at its new park. They're part of the city's effort to invest in neighborhood infrastructure and reduce community violence. Hairstylist Naisha Young is one of the vendors at the events.
I think that this is great, giving the community something positive to do, giving the kids something to do, giving small businesses something to do, exposure.
The first event was held over the weekend at the temporary Hedge Pop Park. It included bouncy houses, soccer, and basketball games, along with science activities. Still to come, OSF hospitals in Urbana and Danville have joined others in using a faster-acting drug that could help stroke victims avoid brain damage, but only if they seek treatment quickly. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
American Experience's The Sun Queen shares the story of engineer and inventor Maria Telkus, who spent nearly 50 years exploring how to harness the sun's power. She also experienced rampant sexism and fought pitched battles with her male colleagues at MIT. Her research and innovations from the 1930s through the 70s continue to shape our lives today. Stream this and other documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. More hospitals are turning to a drug called TNCase, a brand name for tenecteplase, to break the blood clots that threaten stroke victims. It's a less expensive and much faster-acting drug than previous treatments. It can help patients avoid the brain damage of a stroke, but only if they seek treatment quickly. Nurse Leslie Ingold is the regional stroke coordinator for the OSF Healthcare Hospitals in Urbana and Danville. She spoke to Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows.
We started on January 30th using a new, to us, not a new drug, but Tenecteplase, TNK or TNKase, has been around for a long, long time. It treated patients for acute MI. There's lots of studies that had gone on over the years that showed that there could be a possibility that it would be a benefit to our stroke patients over the current gold standard medication that was being used, Alteplase.
So, and acute MI, we should say that's heart attacks?
That's right. That's a heart attack. So Danville was using it for heart attack patients to get them to Heart of Mary.
What does this drug do?
So this drug has a quicker injection time. The other drug, it took a while to mix it, to waste, to give it. Then it was a drip. Then we hung up for an hour. This new drug is really just mix it and give it IV push over 5 to 10 seconds. So that makes the patient getting the medication quicker. The medication has a longer half-life. This drug has a half-life of 20 to 24 minutes. So it's going to work in your body longer. It has a better fibrin specificity. So that means the drug seeks out those clots better, finds them, and works on breaking them up quicker.
And it does it a lot faster than the previous drug being used.
Right, just by the nature of how fast we can give it and how quickly we can give it. It works, has better specificity, it attacks them quicker, it can stay in there longer, and it has a reduced risk of bleeding for the patient because it is a blood thinner.
Is this something which has an improved impact on patient outcomes? Is this a game changer in any way?
It really is a game changer. First, we need the patients to come to the hospital quicker. This medicine can only be given if you come to the hospital within 4.5 hours of your symptoms starting. Yes, will be a game changer, but I need help from the public to come to the hospital quicker so it can be a game changer for you.
It sounds like that's a constant message that you're trying to get out to the population of people who are at highest risk for strokes.
Right. We've probably given it about 10 times in both hospitals since January 30th, and a lot of people would think, gosh, Leslie, that's a pretty low number. The problem is we have a low number of patients to work with because they don't come in that time frame. And so it's a sad opportunity that we could give them if they would have just, a lot of patients, I'm going to take a nap, it'll get better, or I'm going to call my primary and wait on them to call me back, or it'll go away soon, it'll be fine. And so we really could have a better opportunity if patients came into the hospital quicker. We always want them to call 911. The ambulance can start treatment quicker than somebody driving them in a private vehicle.
Well, a patient may feel, well, something feels wrong, but I'm not sure what it is yet. I'm going to see if it keeps on feeling wrong. How do you get from that to, I need to take action now? And how do you know when to take action now?
We use the mnemonic BEFAST, B-E-F-A-S-T. And if you can identify with any of those letters in the alphabet, you need to come to the hospital right away. So B is for balance. If you have a sudden acute onset of dizziness or you're falling to one side or the other, I need you to call 911. E is eyes, double vision, loss of vision, unable to see on one side or the other. F, face. Somebody tells you you have a droopy mouth or a droopy eye. Your speech is slurred. A, arms. Stick your arms out like you're holding a pan with the palms up. Close your eyes. And if one arm deviates and they don't stay level and somebody sees that, that's a concern too. S, I talked about speech when we talked about face. And T is time, the 4.5 hour window we need you to get to the hospital.
That was OSF Healthcare Regional Stroke Coordinator Leslie Ingold talking to Jim Meadows about the importance of acting quickly when warning signs of a stroke occur. They also discussed Tenecteplase, a drug many hospitals are starting to use to break up blood clots when a stroke occurs. Ingold says Tenecteplase isn't suitable for all patients, such as those who are experiencing bleeding in the brain. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 91 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Reginald Hardwick, May Antar, Emily Hayes, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.